Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Speak to our hearts, affect our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Are you glad to be here tonight?
Yes.
Everybody, please settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Are you there? Do you remember the scripture for the week? How many of us remember the scripture for the week? Where is that? Mark chapter and verse what? 26 or 36? What? Mark chapter 8 verse 36 and 37. What does the Bible say? Ready? Let's go. All right. Where is it in Matthew? It's also in Matthew. Where is that? Matthew 16. Matthew 16. You're sure? Matthew 16:26. It doesn't feel so. Can we see what is in Matthew 16:26? Is there? Okay. I see. Now I believe. Psalm 95. How many of us have Bibles? You brought your Bible tonight. How many of us brought your Bibles tonight? You have a Bible and you brought it. Can I see your hand up high, up high? You have a Bible and you brought it tonight. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. You have a Bible, you brought it tonight. Okay, thank you very much. You didn't bring your Bible tonight, or you don't have a Bible. Your hand up tonight. Okay, God bless you. Michael, you get legs. You didn't bring your Bible tonight. Can I see your hand up high? Hey, Daniel, where's your Bible? You got or you ain't got? You ain't got. Okay. I pardon you. Okay. Hey. Richard Thomas, where's your Bible? Thank you, everybody. Where's your Bible? You're serious, boy. You're not serious. You should buy a Bible tomorrow. Isn't it a part of your prospectus? You should buy a Bible tomorrow. I said tomorrow. That's what I'm telling you? Good. Papi, you have a Bible? Let me see it. Sorry? It's on the tablet. Which tablet? Paracetamol or what? The one you're holding? Okay. What kind of tablet is that? Sit down. What kind of tablet is that? Samsung. Samsung what? Samsung what? Four. I have Samsung 20. What do you have Samsung for? Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the... You have to bring your Bible to church every time you come. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot come here without a Bible. Your Bible should be a very, very special book to you. If you don't have one, you should try and get a Bible. Nobody will buy you a Bible if you don't buy a Bible yourself. You see, there are some churches where when you go, you get a Bible to read. Or you see that. But don't be deceived. As a Christian, you need your own Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you have not even started to be a Christian. Are you with me? Turn to the person sitting next to you who doesn't have a Bible. Next time when you're coming, come with your Bible, your face like something. Ask them, you skinning your teeth? Your face. They think it's a joke, yeah? Oh, come and see. You should listen to my Sunday morning messages. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with sounds. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Pasture means flock. We are the people of his flock. A people or a person cannot be part of a flock. You got to be a sheep to be part of a flock. Psalm 100 and verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. If you don't serve the Lord with gladness, you cannot serve the Lord. One condition on which you can serve the Lord really and last is to do it with. If you do something and you're not happy about it, it doesn't last. Yeah, I know there are a lot of my church workers who are not happy about what they are doing. And they will not last. I prophesy over your life. It will not last. Because you cannot fool anybody, including yourself. I say you cannot fool anybody, including yourself. So if you pose as something that you are not, by all means, one day, the Bible says there's a time for everything. A day will come where your true colors will show. I say a day will come where the real red, gold, green color that you are of will show. So we serve the Lord with gladness, and we come before his presence with singing. Many people come before the presence of the Lord with problems. Yeah. People think that it's when you come to the Lord with problems, all your problems will be solved. Of course, God is a solver of problems. But who wants anybody to come into their presence with their face in a certain way? I mean, before we even talk about problems, I must be happy to receive you. There must be something that should strike me to open the doors to welcome you inside. If I look through the window and I see that you are coming and you are, it's like, no, not today. I not today. I'm sure some of us, we have some friends who visit us now and then, and then you know them. Sometimes you tell the children to tell them that you are not around. Because when you see them, you say, no, not today. You're in them mood today. Because as they are coming to sit down there and they're going to talk about problems. By the time they finish with you, they have loaded all their problems on you. And then you feel so heavy. So there are sometimes you see some people, you say, no, not today. So that's what the Bible is saying. That anytime you, and we must get this thing, get it once and for all. That we must come before the presence of the Lord with singing. You must come. We must come with gladness, and we must come with singing. I mean, how does it sound when somebody is coming to you, and as they're coming, they're singing? You are even anxious to know, hey, what's going on? What's this joy about? Why are you singing like that? Now, what is this? I mean, you are even anxious to receive such a person. I remember a testimony of a lady many years ago who was kind of whisked or taken by surprise into the forest, deep, deep forest, for weeks, for months. And when she came back, she had supernatural powers. And she said that she saw the devil. And she described the story of how the devil's presence is like. And I remember as I talk about come before his presence with singing, I remember that testimony. You know, Satan always wants to do what God is doing. He always wants to come up with a photocopy. You get it? So I remember that lady saying that when people are coming into his presence, they sing. He says, you can hear some of the beautiful voices ever on earth. Satan likes singing. Satan likes music. That's why they produce the type of music they produce in this world. And when they produce this type of music, that's why you cannot resist those music. Yeah. Gospel music, some gospel music don't even sound even close to those music they make in the world. That's why some of those music, you can never stop listening to it. As serious as you say you're a Christian, you still listen to worldly music. Because it is properly put together. It's not like some church music that keyboard can't even play when you come to the presence. The keyboard can't work. Come before his presence with singing. Gaskin, that young lady, is she all right? Is she going home? All right. Okay. Thank you. Where are we? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. You know how many people think that they made themselves? Yeah, sometimes people forget that they were made. They just landed from somewhere. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 23, the most famous psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm talking about the sheep and the shepherd. And I want to zero in from tonight on what it means for the sheep to not have a shepherd, or a sheep without a shepherd. Right? I said that number one is aimlessness. Were you here 2 weeks ago? Were you here 2 weeks ago? You spoke about aimlessness. Isn't it? That when a sheep does not have a shepherd, that sheep is aimless. Now, this is the whole study we're doing Tuesday evenings. We're saying from the scriptures, I gave you three scriptures, Psalm 95, Psalm 100, and Psalm 23, that everybody knows, you can never forget. In those Psalms, the Bible is telling you and I that we are sheep. You can decide you don't like it to be a sheep. You can be an alligator. That's okay. That's up to you. But you have to learn how an alligator must survive in this world. Because whatever you are is whatever you be. You must know, it's like a man and a woman. If you're a woman, you should know how to live your life as a woman. If you know you're a man, you should know how to live your life as a man. When you're a woman, you should understand that there's something between your legs that every man will want. It is a default mindset you should have. So that when somebody is calling you and say, "Hi, babes," punking and things, you shouldn't think that it's because of your nice face. There's nothing about face that a man is looking for from a woman. There's one simple thing. And the moment they taste it, they move on to another one else. So once you're a woman, you should be able to handle being a woman. A lot of girls, a lot of young ladies, a lot of women do not know how to handle themselves. Yeah. Same goes for men and boys. Many young boys do not understand that God created the man to be in charge. And therefore, being in charge is not just by your mouth. Being in charge is by your capacity here, up here. Being a man is not by your muscles or by how cough you can cough somebody or how strong a cough you can give. But being a man is what is up here in your head. And your capacity to be able to handle a woman and children and a home and all of that. That's what makes you a man. Your manhood is not in your penis. It is up here in your brain. So if many guys understand what I'm saying, they'll take school very, very seriously. Like some idiots I have around here in the church. Some young boy idiots. Who do not want to go to school. Because they don't understand what it means to become a man. And it's so fantastic that they can get some foolish girls also who will follow them. It's fantastic. So you have to understand who you are. If you're a man, you should understand who a man is and what is expected of a man. If you're a woman also, likewise, you should also know and understand what a woman is and what is expected of a woman. Are you guys doing your work well? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
If you understand it like that, then you will be able to, you know, focus on who you are and perfect who you are and excel in who you are. If you're a guy, you have to think of, how am I going to be able to live my life to accommodate a woman? How can I handle a woman in my life? And how to handle a woman for the rest of my life? What skill do I have? What brains do I have? What qualifications do I have? Because this world rewards qualifications and skills. This world is not a place where you go and you stand at Sabro Market and you say, "I'm a man and I want money, so money must come." And that's why you see a lot of people becoming thieves. Becoming armed robbers, because they realize that they can't survive the fight. They can't survive the system. The system is not being kind to them because they don't have anything to offer. And this world is a secular world that money is the key. Money is giving in exchange for what you can do. So if you're a man who is going to be the head of the house, you have to be wiser than a woman. Because a lot of women are wise. Yeah, in Guyana, the women are wiser than the men. Yeah, so you, if you're in Guyana and you're a man, you should be able to be able to handle a woman. I'll take a cutlass and chop she. I'll take a wood and beat she. Are you with me? Are you understand what I'm trying to say? In the same way, when you join a church, you have to understand that I have joined a church. And therefore, I have to know and understand what I should do in order to be a bona fide and a good member of the church. You have to understand that. If you're a wife, you have to know that you have become a wife. And a wife, you are. If you're a husband, the same way. You become a husband. And a husband you shall be for the rest of your life. If you become a Christian, you should not go around and ask, No. You should study. I am coming to the point where I'm saying, you should study. Many people don't read. They want somebody to tell them who they are. But there's nobody who can tell you who you are than yourself. You must read about a Christian. You must read about who you are. Many people read about who is a man. What is a man? I tell you. You think that when you're a man, then you're a man. You're just there. Chama, you're just there. And you're just growing up. You're growing up. If a lot of people will think about who they are and study and learn and become the best of who they are, a lot of lives will change. And that lack of identifying yourself and then working on yourself and becoming the best of who you are, that disease is in the church where people don't understand who they are. And that's why I've read the scriptures to you. The Bible says that you and I, we are sheep. You may not like a sheep, but the Bible says you are a sheep. You may not like the fact that you are a woman. I mean, I don't miss being a woman at all. I'm glad I'm a man. I don't want to be a woman at all. I'm happy. If I had come a woman, I think I would have gone to negotiate with God to change me to be a man. I'm happy. I'm happy. I can't be a woman. No. When I think about the things women go through, I thank God He spared me those things. Sometimes some people think they were not women, yeah, but you are locked up in that feminine body for the rest of your days. Yeah. When it comes to even childbearing, we walk around free. You are the one who walks around with all the load you have. What kind of species is this? Have you thought about it? And you must understand it that, you see, that's why I'm saying that. You must understand that if you're a woman, then the time you get this thing, you must have somebody who's by your side who can you can lean on properly. Not any stick that is just in the earth, and if you hang on it falls. Because you are going to increase your trouble, you are going to increase your problems, you are going to increase the burdens that already you have. No, you have to understand. You have to understand. So we are sheep. And you thank God that you are a sheep and not a snake. If you're a snake, may the Lord rebuke you tonight. The Bible says we are sheep. We are His people. And the sheep of His pasture. So our study on Tuesday evenings is really to understand what makes sheep and sheep, and what is sheep, and what does the sheep have in relation to the shepherd? Because you must understand, one of the first you must understand as a sheep, that a sheep without a shepherd is a big problem. You see, one sister was saying how
Somebody was telling her that he knows that when she has, even when she, what, I don't know, I've forgotten the word she used. Like if she's coughing or something like that, she has to talk to, tell her pastor about it. Some people despise your dependency on your pastor. I wonder which Bible they read. Now, when you meet those people, you should ask them whether they know that the Bible calls us as sheep. And as a sheep, the first thing that a sheep suffers without a shepherd is aimlessness. Aimlessness. And we read it in Numbers. Is it Numbers? Chapter 27, verse 15. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Ashana, I can tell you that your life is the way it is because of your lack of a shepherd. I can tell you that. It's not you who doesn't understand what life is. Because you don't understand what life is. Your issues, your challenges, whatever you have in this life, is because you don't have a shepherd. Bless you. I don't know if you're with me. Every single one of us, your life is the way it is because you have a shepherd or not. Think about it. You can be the most beautiful woman in Guyana. I don't care about your beauty. You can be the most handsome guy around. I don't care about your handsomeness. Your life is the way it is without a shepherd. The Bible calls it, there is no aim. That somebody is going to be in your life who is going to go out before you. God has made it in such a way that somebody must go ahead of you wherever you are going. Yeah. You think about it. If we didn't have angels who are walking with us and leading us and taking us around, do you know what would have happened to us? When we lie down, we sleep, we go. You wake up in the morning, you are up. Little do we know what happens in the night. The angels and the protection that God has organized for us, we have no idea. Now, for you to think that you just sleep and you wake up, it means you are very ignorant. In a similar way, to be a Christian, to be a child of God, to be somebody who is in the flock, in the pasture of God, you need somebody to go out before you. Yeah. Which will lead them out. You see, as sheep, if you try to lead yourself, a cow will knock you down. That's very, very simple of a sheep. Yeah. And sometimes it's very, very sad that you it is definitely a problem. It's definitely a big problem when you see people who will not hear, cannot hear, is not willing to hear. I can promise you, for the next 100 years, you will be the same. You only grow in the foolishness. Yeah. Now, if you like leave church, your life will become worse. It will be worse. You will show from the outside that you are okay, but you are a liar. If we were to come deep into your life in your private area, in your house, we will see what you are going through and what you are suffering from. Yeah. Aim comes when you have a shepherd. If you ever think that you have an aim without a shepherd, you are lying. Because the Bible says that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. God does not want his people to live a life without a guide. Yeah. A life without, if you don't have a pastor, your life is miserable. If you don't have a pastor, there's a lot that you are missing. There's a lot that you lack. Even aim. You think that what you are doing now with your life is the best thing you can ever choose. You are lying. Because if you were to give God a chance, the person that God has set over you will really give you an aim. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15. Give me Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that, and I who? David Arthur Granger? And I, God, will give you pastors. Who gives pastors? I said, who gives pastors? Whether you like the pastor or not, that is not the issue. The issue is that it is God who manufactures, it's God who produces pastors. Andriska Innes, that's finished. It's God who produces pastors. And he produces pastors for his people. If the people were not there, he will not bring pastors. God will not bring pastors if he didn't have a plan for his people. So, one of the questions I need you to ask yourself on Tuesday night is really whether you have a shepherd. In fact, the first question you might ask yourself is, am I a sheep? Or am I a snake? Am I a sheep? Or am I a goat? Am I a sheep? Or am I a lion? Which one are you? Because it takes only a sheep to have a shepherd. And once you have a shepherd, aim is one of the benefits of having a shepherd. Your aim. You are not going to be wander. You are not going to be aimless. Sometimes you look at some of these little boys. You try to give them a direction in their lives. And they reject it. And they refuse it. We will be here. We are here. We'll see how better you will become. You will see how better you will become. Without that guide that God has provided. So aim. And it's very, very interesting that whatever the aim is that we think we have, that is not the aim God wants and has for you. Should I say it again? Because you can give yourself an aim. You can organize your aim. In fact, in this world, the world supports and honors people who have vision and who have aims. The world does not support people who depend on other people for an aim. But that's not how God made it. And as Christians, we have to look at it and we have to accept what God has done and how God wants us to live our lives. The second thing for tonight, what it means for a sheep to have no shepherd is division. 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 The people are divided and without a family when they don't have a shepherd. You see what is happening here tonight? You are connected to somebody. You are connected to a family. I tell you, many, 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 many families that you represent here in the room tonight are dysfunctional. Yeah. Andriska, true or correct? Don't worry, stand up. It's okay. I'm saying that many, if not all of us here, are coming from dysfunctional backgrounds. Oh, cry. You can walk with your head up high, but when we look behind you, we see problems. I can mention names. I can look at you and point you and tell all the things that I know about you as your pastor, which proves what I'm talking about. Division. It is so clear that when people decide to give themselves completely to God and to the church family, then they get problems. I remember one particular young lady in our church whose auntie decided to take me on as a project. And it's not easy to take a pastor on as your project. Yeah. You'll be tired before we get tired. Now, this auntie was operating as if she loved her niece so much. The niece who's in the church. So I was talking to the niece one day and I asked a simple question. And then I only discovered that this auntie who's supposed to be loving this niece, she loves she? Wicked. Because I could not believe that the auntie will work in the same place with the niece for only God knows how many years, and then will drive past the niece's house every morning for all those years and leave the workplace every afternoon for all those years that they work together and will never offer this niece a lift to work. Hey, what an auntie. Think about it too. Use me, auntie. Nice walk with you. Same place. And use pass in front of me house to walk. For, even if you say for 3 months, there's not a single day that auntie will say, girl, wait on the corner. Let me pick you up and let me go along. As family, as auntie and niece. Let we sit in the car and let we pray for we family. Let we listen to some gospel. Not a single day. So when the auntie decided to take me on, that the niece has joined a bad church, then I asked myself, who is she? Who is she? Where since when did she love and have interest in this particular niece? And if she really loves this niece and is concerned about her, then she should have proven it by even just one day a drop. And that is what even proved to me that there was a demon behind that whole thing. Because it's not like somebody you love, somebody you are with all the time, and then the person is gone, and then you miss her, and somebody has come to snatch her. No, it's not like that. It's somebody who you don't care about anyway. So why is it that something you don't care about, you are now behaving as if you care so much about that particular thing? The lack of a shepherd is one of the causes to division. Because you see, when you have a pastor, when you have a shepherd, the shepherd will speak to you. He'll advise you. He'll bring peace. He will tell you, you know what, you can't do it this way, you can't do it that way. This is how you do it. The shepherd comes to guide and to direct and to promote a lot of harmony. So God now has taken us from wherever we are and has brought us together as the family of God. And that is why there cannot be division in the church. Because we are coming from division to undivision. Is there a word like that? 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 17. 1 Kings 22 and verse 17. Wow. 1 Kings chapter 17, 22 verse 17. And he said, this is the prophet who, is it Micaiah? The prophet who Ahab said that. He doesn't say anything nice to him. One day Jehoshaphat came to visit Ahab. And then Ahab invited Jehoshaphat to fight alongside with him against some people, so Philistines or something like that. And then it's Philistines, right? And then Jehoshaphat said, yes, why not? I'll stand by you and we'll fight. But Jehoshaphat said, oh, are there no prophets around who tell us whether we'll win the fight or not? So he said, oh, I have my people. And Ahab organized his prophets and they came. And he said, oh, go in peace. The Lord be with you. You fight and you win. You will overcome. You shall be victorious. Then Jehoshaphat didn't really feel the vibes. So he said, is there no prophet of the Lord here? And then he said, oh, you see, you are bringing trouble. There's this guy. He's called Micaiah. He, anytime I inquire something from him of the Lord, he tells me the negative. He doesn't like me at all. So Jehoshaphat said, oh, don't worry. Don't speak like that. You shouldn't say that he doesn't like you. Let's call him and let's find out what the Lord is saying. So he came. In fact, the person who went to call him told him that, I beg you, I know your reputation. The king says, come and tell him whether when he goes to war, he will win or not. So I beg you, when you come, tell him that yes, you win. Be a yes man. So Micaiah said, no problem. So when he went, and the king asked him, hey, what's God saying? He said, oh, God says where you go, you win. He said, I told you never to lie to me. Tell me the truth. And Micaiah said, well. He said, I saw. This is what Micaiah said. He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. Anytime sheep don't have a shepherd, there's something negative about it. You can't just catch a goat, you know. A goat does not need a shepherd. They can run. Goats are very, very intelligent. Slippery. If you've ever seen a goat, the brakes of a goat, this automatic braking system. Hey! When a goat is crossing the road, and a car is coming, there's no vehicle that has brakes like the goat's brakes. If you know goats, you will never hit them. You rather hit a sheep, not a goat. Not a goat. A goat? Hey, he can turn around fast like that and run back. But a sheep, you will realize, meh, knock down. Because there's no shepherd right there. The sheep was made as one of the few animals who was created to be dependent upon the human being who leads him or who leads it. And if God says that you and I are sheep, then we must be very, very careful and particular about who we are following, and that we must make sure that we have somebody we are also following in this church world. So he said that these have no master. And because of that, let them, every man, return to his own house. Let them split. Let everybody do what they want to do. Go your way. because there's no shepherd. So there's division. We can't be together because there's no shepherd to keep us together. And you can understand, even in the church, it takes a good pastor to keep all of us together. I tell you. Because the other day, somebody rose up in one of our churches in Farm. She said she's taking some of the members to an air-conditioned church. So I went there the other day. I said, we don't train people here like that. The name that was introduced to you and the people who were introduced to you, we don't behave like that. We are not like what this creature is trying to bring. Because with this name, Lighthouse Chapel International, and the people who are behind that name, we don't behave like that. We don't take people from here and take them to another place. We are faithful. We try to remain loyal and faithful to the vision and to the church that we are part of. Therefore, anybody who tries to do the opposite does not belong to our church. It's somebody who came and want to behave as if they are part of us, but they are not. We don't behave like that. That's what I want to teach them. Because if there's no shepherd, now people wonder, why? Because anytime there's a shepherd, there's unity. If there's no shepherd, then there'll be division. Then you say you are from Grove. Then you say you are from BV. They say, oh, we are from Farm. And therefore we can do whatever we want to do. No, it is the shepherd. That's why you are here tonight. It's a sign that you are not separate. You are connected to somebody. And we are all together as one big family. That's why you're here tonight. Because of a shepherd. Yeah. And wherever you came from tonight, if I wasn't here, nobody would encourage you to come tonight. Even the bus. I gave the idea. Bring them in the bus. Sweetie, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't be here tonight. You'd be somewhere enjoying yourself. The other day, somebody told me that one of the people who used to come to our church, they saw them on the seawall. I said, look, it's because there's no shepherd. Because you better don't let me find you on the seawall. Because once there's a shepherd, scattering, you can't scatter. You can't, you see, if you see a shepherd leading a sheep or leading a flock of sheep, there cannot be a sheep that is very far away. He would definitely come and say, you know what? Hi. You this sheep, you're always behind. Come on. Walk up. Come on. You even kick the person. Come on. And then when you kick him, there's not going to be any shepherd who will lead sheep and allow one or two to be afar from where most of them are. It doesn't happen, Prince. Yeah, that is, you could easily be lost. A wolf or a bear can just eat you up. That is why when we don't see you on Sunday, we call you. That's why we come looking for you. Because if you don't come looking for you, some wolf, some animal will eat you up. If you take us out of your life, you'll be very surprised what will happen to you. A sheep without a shepherd, division. That's why you can even test it by when the chief shepherd or when the pastor is not around. I'll say it again. That's why it is now that people are getting a little used to the idea. When I travel, by the time we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, the fellowship, the contribution, then they are right at the gate. The participation of the Holy Ghost, they are outside the gate. They are out. By 10 minutes after the service, this place looks empty. But if I am here, I could even be in my office. They can't leave the gate. There is some invisible protection and togetherness that runs around here when the shepherd is around. I mean, those of you who are close, you understand what I'm trying to say, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes they even try to, they say, meeting, we got meeting. We got meeting. It's like the togetherness that the shepherd is trying to foster. These goats and these antelopes and this laba and yari, they are trying to break out of this togetherness. We got meeting. We got meeting. Yeah, we got conference. Thank you. Of meeting. Yeah. Oh, I tell you. Do not take it for granted that you are here because of a shepherd. If there was no shepherd, you will not be here tonight. I tell you that. You will not be here tonight. Yeah. And just as you and I live separate lives in different areas and different rooms, is the same way we would have lived here if there was no shepherd. Because you choose who you will sit next to. Even though still you see the goatish characters are there. You try and choose somebody you want to sit next to. It's not just any and anybody they would like to sit next to. When they come and they see an empty seat, they look at another one, they go to another one. Yeah. They make you feel like you smelling or you something wrong with you or you're a bad person or something about you. No, but that's how sheep are. When sheep don't have a shepherd, there's division. One will tell the other person, I don't like you. Me spirit can't take shit. Yeah. I tell you. Timothy, I tell you. If there was no shepherd, I tell you. You see, everybody will manifest. That's why in the forest you see a lot of manifestations. In the forest, everybody has to survive. Yeah. If you don't develop skills to survive, you are gone. Somebody will eat you up. Yeah. That is why at Sunday morning I was saying it. And anytime I remember Noah and the ark, I see how great a pastor he was. That you can keep all these animals together in one house with one door for 40 days and 40 nights without a lion eating a rabbit. But if Noah was not in the ark, you would have seen what would have happened. Even Noah's wife, she wouldn't have survived. You'd have killed the pig and eaten the ham and make the ham out of the pig cry. But you see that Noah was able to handle these people for 40 days and 40 nights with all the problems. And then after 40 days, 40 nights, he opened the door and every single animal, according to the Bible, came out alive out of the ark. It took one pastor, a pastor, to keep people together without division. Moses, as a shepherd to the flock of Israel, it took Moses. Hey, do you know the problems Moses went through? Those who wanted to go back. Those who wanted this. Those who felt that Moses was too proud. That he felt that he was the only right one around. It took Moses to keep millions of people together. 40 years. You die one time. If some 2-3 children God has given you, it's not even easy. How much more 6 million people on foot? And that is why a shepherd is very, very important in your life and in my life. Because if there's no shepherd, you fight. And you know it. Some of us, we know that if you were to fight with somebody, the pastor will when a pastor hears you, come into the case. praise, isn't it? It's a knowing. Michelle knows that I can't do something bad to praise because if Rev hears about it, you mind with business. Yeah. So you because the shepherd is that you don't even want to treat another person in a bad way. And sometimes when we hear, we deal with it. So what did you do? What did you say to Granny? You are past people, you know. Apologize. Roll. Come on, roll. You roll. People have rolled here. Yeah, big barrels have rolled on this floor before. Yeah. Next time it will tell you, may I not be the orchestrator of division among us. Because when you do something to somebody, you do something bad to somebody, and you don't apologize, you don't feel sorry about it, you are bringing separation. So any good pastor will say, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You should say sorry. You should apologize. That is the essence of a pastor. So those of you who are in the church but are not connected, you should watch it. Shama, are you there? Those who are in the church and are not connected well, you should watch it. Those who are in the church and just come and go. There are some of you, you're a real animal. You come and you go. You come and you go. You have no shepherd. Yeah. Somebody asked, somebody they were chatting with. They said, what are we? He said, we are mammals. He said, no. I mean, you and me. We are two mammals. I was trying to find out. Okay, so tell me and you, what's going on? So we are animals. So no. I mean two of us together. We are two animals. He was expected to hear something else. Check yourself Tuesday night whether you are a sheep or you are not. Do you listen to your shepherd? Do you have a shepherd you are following? Are you uncontrollable? Are you guided? Are you being led? Let me give you an assignment. You must find at least one thing in your life that your pastor has actually instructed you to do and you are doing. One thing. Just find one thing. If you can't find one, you are an anaconda. Because when snakes give birth, that's it. They're on their own. Think about, when was the last time your pastor was involved in your life to give you direction? Oh, you are missing out. Oh, I said you are missing out. Amen. There are problems that develop when there are no shepherd in the life of a sheep. First is aimlessness. You cannot come to this church and submit yourself as a sheep and have no aim. Not this church. It will probably happen in St. Pius or Transfiguration or SDA Church or Salvation Army or the Obia people, African Obia House. But not. Or... Hey, praise, be careful. Mercy. Yeah. As long as you submit yourself to the leadership of the shepherd of this church, of this organization, you will never be aimless. Tanisha Lavelle, your little girl. Just walking around here. Yeah. She was just telling me the other day that now she believes she's called. I say your face, your eyes, and your nose. Yeah. Because as long as you have a shepherd there, there'll be a direction he will lead you to. Yeah. At least every Sunday, he would want you to come here. You go and graze. You go and eat grass. Sunday mornings. You must come in and be in the pen. Tuesdays. If you're not here on Tuesday, there's something wrong. We are, you see, sometimes we sit here and we have meeting about you. Yeah, and we talk about you. We talk your name. And then we say, we have not seen this person for a little while. What happened to she? Where is she? And then the people who know you well, they'll give me account. It's, oh, it's some fella. Hey. Some fella day in she life. When I go there, the fella don't want me to see she at all. Hey. There is strategies how we can kill the fella in the spirit. Hey. So that you'll be released to come to church. Start your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bomb the bombers. Yeah. You don't know how sometimes we pray that your boyfriend will leave you. So that you can focus on God. Yeah. You don't have an idea. Isn't it so nice that God thinks about you and I? That he takes care of us, that he doesn't want us to be divided. Because even Guyana, we say one people, one nation, one destiny, one destiny. Even every nation wants to be together. How much more the nation of God? How much more the people of God? Why should we not be together? That's why Jesus said that anybody who does not gather with me is scatters. That's why we will not allow anybody to scatter us. Thank God for his plan for you, for his plan for our lives. And if you are not experiencing his plan, then you need to assess yourself tonight. You need to assess yourself tonight and ask yourself, am I really being a sheep? Am I really availing myself? Am I really accepting the gift that God has given to me? Thank God tonight and pray. Blessed be your name, O God. Mandiribi cabras cabarandiri me cabres kete. Baba basco brosh keberende mascataya barababa. Marandere me cabres kataya malondere me kindis. Bebe bes kebre kebre casa andere me cabrasca. Barababa si cabranda rababa. Libre bebe shikataya baraba cabranda. Mayandere me cabres kataya barababa. Le bebe beskete berebe cabrondus liba baske berende mekerie masataya baba. What a plan, oh God, you have for us. A plan to give us a name, a plan to give us a goal, to give us a future. That's what your word says. That you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Kelere beshike berende baskataya baba. Lemomos ke beske brende makaya bababande. Lebos ke brende makaya babaska taya babanda. Lebromas kataya baba. Continue to work on us, oh God. Continue to work on us, oh God, to become obedient, to become sheep, that we can be part of the flock of God. We can be part of the pasture of God. We are your people, the word says, and the sheep of your pasture. Mandere me ke breske tebere me kabranda. Any enemy, any wolf that is coming after your people, any enemy, any lion that is roaring around your people, I rebuke that lion. I rebuke that demon. I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. I stand in my place as a shepherd of this flock, oh God, and I fight with the weapons that are not carnal, but that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I pull strongholds down in the lives of the flock, oh God, in the life of the sheep, oh God. Let strongholds come tumbling down. Let strongholds come tumbling down. Tonight, I destroy, I break down, I set apart, I bind every work of the devil in name of Jesus concerning your people. I take authority, O God. I take authority over every ship here tonight. I take authority over every ship here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of the devil. Lack that is lingering, every agenda, every plan of the devil concerning the sheep of this pasture, I destroy it, oh God. I destroy it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. La 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 basakata la bara bandere. Me. Sikarabashi kebrene makaya la bara baba. Lebro shikata ya bara baba. Mayandere be kebre sata ya bara baba. Mamandere be kabras kata ya bara baba.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. And I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go.
Let's sing it one more time. Shepherd of my soul,
shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go.
Be it in the quiet pasture.
Be it in the quiet pasture or by gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. As you laugh in the mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my God.
One more time, shepherd of my soul.
Shepherd of my soul.
Oh, come on. Just let yourself go tonight. Some of us will have to hand over everything to God tonight. The Lord wants to lead you. The Lord wants to guide you. He wants to lead and guide you. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to be the one who's guiding you.
I will go.
Be it in the quiet.
Be it in the quiet. Mountain, or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my God.
This is what I'm hearing in my spirit. There are some of you, you need to surrender all. You have not surrendered completely to the Lordship and to the leading of Jesus Christ through His church. The Lord is telling me you need to come forward right now. I don't have to pray for you. The Lord wants you to come forward to the altar. Even as you lift up your hands and as you hand over the keys of your life one more time. You said it, but that is not what is happening practically. If you are here like that, the Lord is calling you to the front.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender.
If you are here like that tonight, God is calling you to repair, to make amends, to surrender, to give it all to Him tonight.
I will ever love and trust in me. His presence daily.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Surrender all,
all to Thee,
my blessed
Savior. I surrender. You stepped out into darkness. You opened my eyes. Let me.
Come on, surrender it all. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands if you're in front.
Beauty that this heart adores. The hope of the light. Here I am to worship, and here I am to bow.
Oh, just surrender it all. Surrender it to Him. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to direct you. He's calling you. He said, if only you give it to Him. If only you hand it over to Him.
All together wonderful. To me,
King of all day,
and King of all day.
Oh, cry out to the Lord tonight. Say, Lord, I need your direction. I need your guidance. I want them to be a sheep. I surrender my heart tonight.
Only you came out, and to the earth you created, and all for our sin became poor.
Come on, lifting up your two hands wherever you are.
And here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together loving,
all together
worthy, all together wonderful to me. So I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin. I'll never know
how much it costs
to see my sin upon the cross.
Surrender it tonight.
Give it all to Jesus. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He's telling you that without Him, you are aimless. Without Him, you are aimless. Without Him, you are just walking like just any animal, waiting to be swallowed by a predator.
Somebody speak in tongues right now. Somebody speak in tongues right now. Begin to speak in tongues right now. Kebres kebrene makaya bakabras katabara bakandere le kabrasi keteyelele merende mekebros ataya le bobobosi kataya rakabara bara bakabra limololo boshi keberende rama makabras katabara ba indere mekebres kata amandiri me le mromo mokobro kebebe. And there be kebreka braska taya, babaka taya maleke brene makeye, limo lomo skoto bromo, ayaka barabaki re 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 re, anamasi mandere me kabra baba, yaka barabaki me, ye kebreka baba, yaka barabaki brene me kebebebe, andara makabraska talaba, mama zika taya barababa, lolololo shikebe me kebrebe sendere.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, your people are right here in your presence. They have come forward. They have responded to your call. Thank you for fixing those broken lines around them. Those hedges that were broken. Thank you for fixing them. Thank you for fixing them. I pray, Lord, tonight. I pray, Lord, tonight that you anoint their heads with oil. Anoint their heads with oil. Anoint their heads with oil tonight. Anoint their heads with oil. Protect them, O God. Let this oil protect them, O God. Let this oil protect them, O God. Let this oil protect them, O God. Let this anointing protect them, O God. Let this oil protect them, O God. La bros kataya bakebre ni makaya baskataya. Mendere me kebre skere mendere yaka braskataya. Jesus. Say this prayer with me if you're here. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I surrender all. I can't do it anymore. I have not been able to do it. And I will not try again to lead my own self. I repent of all my sins. And I ask for your intervention now. I ask for your help now. Deliver me, O God. Set me free, O God. Keep me, O God, as part of your flock tonight. I believe that my prayer has been answered tonight. Thank you for your love and your kindness tonight. In Jesus' name. go back to your seat.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.